Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations, you have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and sharing your precious time with us on Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. I'm so glad that you're here. And before we dive into today's show, I just want to share with you a very special announcement, and some of you may or may not be aware of that, but I have been guided after all of this time to be offering back, from a global prosperity perspective, 3 free 30-minute sessions with me every month. And I announce those winners in my e-zine every month, and I've already done that for the month of December. So if you're not on that list, you're definitely going to want to get on it, because really this is a very unique opportunity. So you can visit www.souljourneys.ca to get on that list and be one of 3 lucky souls to be randomly selected every month to have that special time with me. And of course, there's lots of other things going on there as well that you can find out about, but I definitely don't want you to miss out on that. So make sure that you get on that list. And enough about me, because today I'm really excited to be chatting with the one and only Amy Yannick, who has been mentoring women for a very long time. In fact, she's been involved with personal growth and development for almost 20 years. She started off as a health and fitness industry professional, as a personal coach and mentor. And now she helps heart-centered women build and strengthen their relationship with themselves, because our relationship with ourselves is the foundation to all of our other relationships in our lives, and most specifically our spirituality. So she's learned that by creating a loving, healthy connection with our inner wisdom, that clients that she works with are able to gain access to a wealth of personal and professional knowledge and divine knowledge that's hidden deep within each one of us. So she helps us clear the way to get the junk out of the way, to really support us in embracing what we've always dreamed we could be and become the woman that we were meant to be. And she's accomplished so much, but one of her most recent accomplishments is that she's co-authored the number one Amazon Hot New Release, which is a women's inspirational anthology entitled A Juicy, Joyful Life, Inspiration from Women Who Found the Sweetness in Every Day. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Amy to our show. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm very excited to be here with you.
I'm very excited to have you here. It's really such a great honor to have you here, and I know you've got so much wisdom to share with everyone listening today. So I know you've, like me and probably like many other people listening, your life has taken a bunch of twists and turns from where you started in your career to where you are now, and yet, looking back in hindsight, I'm sure you can see that the path actually did lead you to exactly where you're meant to be now, but not everyone knows your story. So maybe you could share with us how you went from being a personal coach to being a coach for women in their spirituality and connecting in with their inner wisdom.
Yeah, I remember when I went to college and all the guidance counselors said, don't worry, you'll change your major like 3 or 4 times. Everybody does. I didn't. Mm. I fell in love with exercise physiology the moment I was introduced to it. And that was my love for almost 10 years. And I managed clubs, I was in sales, and then I went into women's only centers, and just building exercise programs for women was very much like building their relationship with themselves. Of course, I didn't know this then. I only realize this as I look back, is really helping to strengthen that part inside of them that believed they could do it, believed they could strengthen their muscles or increase flexibility or eat properly. It was building that strength from within that made them successful. And when I burnt out of that industry because, you know, as you move up in management, it becomes less about the one-on-one interaction with clients and more about the bottom line, which is absolutely okay. I understand that, but it wasn't in alignment with my values of being connected to women so closely, so intimately. I had to find a new career. And right around the same time that I was leaving my industry, I was also leaving my second failed engagement to the second guy that I had been engaged to. So I felt that I was failing in my career. I was certainly failing in my romantic relationships. I was 33 years old, found myself knocking on my mother's door, which was another failed relationship. So things weren't looking really good for me at 33, homeless pretty much. I was lucky that my mom took me in, jobless, relationship-less, and really feeling at the bottom of my being at that time. And I was very fortunate to be able to have this insight. I didn't understand where it came from at that time. But what I saw was that there was a common denominator in all of these failed relationships, and I was the common denominator. So I said, okay, well, if anything's going to change in the future, it's going to have to start with me. So I started to do lots of inner work. I started to take classes and do personality tests and read books and to have therapy and do as much as I could do to learn about who I was. Because what I knew about myself obviously wasn't getting me the relationships that, or successful relationships, I should say. So that's what I did. I took a little hiatus for about 4 years. I became a nanny. The only other thing in my life that brought me as much joy as being in the fitness industry was working with children, which was like my first job when I was 11 years old. So I was a nanny for 3 kids. Full-time for 4 years, and during that time I was able to focus my attention on others, which is a great way to end the pity party. And through that, through a mirror of them giving me unconditional love just for who I was, I found my worthiness in receiving love and was able to give it back to myself. And all the while I'm going through all this personal development through self-awareness and self-education. And then, of course, as the universe works in its magical way, it brought into my life someone who introduced me to my next step, which was coaching. So I immediately signed up for, you know, the courses, and I got my formal training in coaching. And, you know, you can say the rest is history. I dabbled in it for a little bit. It was a hobby for a little while I took on other part-time jobs. And when the time was right, I let go of my part-time jobs and I jumped into the deep end with both feet, and luckily I stayed afloat. So, you know, the big learning was, for me, the relationship that we have with ourselves is the foundation for all of our other relationships. Mm-hmm. Where I failed in all my other relationships was I didn't know what I was bringing, who I was bringing to the table. Mm-hmm. And without that understanding, I couldn't be clear with the other energies that I was in relationship with of what I wanted, what was important to me, what were my values, what were my boundaries. So, you know, people stepped all over me, I did whatever they asked me to, and I wondered, geez, why aren't I happy here? So that was a real awakening for me, and that's where I was able to grow in what I do in my business, was to help other women to see how important that relationship with the woman in the mirror is.
And it strikes me when you say that
you know, just for people that are listening, they might be saying, well, when do I know that I've gotten to know myself enough that I can put myself out there into the world and really showcase my gifts and talents?
You know, I don't know that there's a moment. It's like little titrations. It's opportunities that come to you because of your willingness to be open to receive them. And every time an opportunity comes your way and you say yes, you're taking a step closer and closer to putting your gifts out into the world. You keep mm-hmm. saying yes to the opportunities that come your way, and the universe will continue to bring opportunities to you until one day you're sitting there going, I'm living on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's any one moment where you say, ha ha, I've arrived.
Yeah, you know, you kind of look back and go, wow. You know, so many of us say, well, I can't go out there and do this until I'm perfect, basically. I'm not skilled enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not something enough. I have to do X amount of work on myself before I'm going to be ready for A, B, and C. And we could really just chase our tails forever doing that, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the funny thing about perfection is who's setting the bar for that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically us. And every time we actually hit it, we go and raise it again on ourselves.
Mm.
So we never give ourselves that opportunity to hit it. We're always working for something better, something more, and we're never satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
One of my mentors once shared with me that good enough must be good enough. And that if you're not taking action, you know, you can always clean it up. But if you're just sitting here waiting for it to be perfect, you're not going to get any results.
Mm-hmm. So true.
And you're certainly not going to serve anyone else.
Yeah, absolutely. A perfect thought to leave us with, too, as we head into a commercial break, really just pondering, you know, where am I striving for perfection right now and where can I accept that it's good enough?
Mm.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking more with our special guest, Amy Yonick. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You are listening to Soul Purpose Central, and today we are with our very special guest, Amy Yannick, who is an amazing coach, and she's sharing her awesome wisdom with us today. Before the break, we were talking about, or you were sharing your story about how you had these two failed engagements, and you'd made a big shift in your career, and you moved back in with your mom, and you were, you know, kind of shifting from pity party to really taking a look at, hey, I'm the common denominator here. And I know for a lot of people that can be a real stinging point. It's so easy for us to kind of look outside of ourselves to say this is the reason or that's the reason why things aren't working out. And I'm wondering if you could just talk a little bit more about that process of, you know, what happens when we finally realize that we are responsible for absolutely everything that we create.
I remember the first time I heard this, that when, you know, and if you're listening right now, do this with me. Go ahead and point your finger out in front of you and notice that there are three fingers pointing back. Every time we place blame, we point at someone else for, you know, whatever it is that's going on in our life, it's probably three times more energy going, you know, coming from us having that responsibility of what it is that's occurring in our life. That other person might be playing a role. I'm sure they are. But we really have responsibility for everything in our lives. And, you know, someone told me that, you know, about the pointing of the fingers and them pointing back to me right around the time where I started to realize that blaming other people wasn't getting me very far, and that it certainly wasn't creating any type of intimacy in my relationships. And I also realized that even if I wanted someone else to change, like I was pointing fingers in their direction, I had no power whatsoever over their behavior. So I couldn't, you know, I could wish as much as I wanted to, I could yell at them that I wanted them to be a certain way. I just didn't have any say in who they were. But I had all the say in the world in who I was. So I thought, wow, it's a whole lot easier for me to change me than it is to try to change somebody else. And the beauty of that is once I did change, it changed all my relationships. With my mom is a great example. You know, if you see a relationship with anything as a triangle, there's you, there's the other thing you're in relationship with, and then there's the relationship itself. So you've got three different energy fields. Anytime any one of those three things changes, it changes the energy of the entire triangle.
Mm-hmm.
So where I wanted my mom to be a certain way with me, she wasn't going to change who she was, at least not in the energy that we had created together. Mm-hmm. When I made my changes, when I did what I needed to do to grow and to take responsibility for my life, it changed the entire vortex of our relationship, and wouldn't you know, she became the mom I needed her to be.
Mm.
Because the whole space was different and she responded differently to my energy.
Mm.
You couldn't have told me that would have happened before I moved back in with her. You couldn't have paid me all the money in the world to believe that that would ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that, I think it's Dr. Dyer that says when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this whole shift in perspective that allowed that to happen.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about having to move back home. And then that was when your relationship with your mom changed. So many times when I'm coaching with clients or even just talking with colleagues, anyone that I've ever spoken to that has moved back home for a period of time, I can't help but wonder if some part of that person did create a series of situations to end up to the very place where they needed to complete their healing journey to move forward. And I'm wondering what your insights are around that.
Yeah, for me, there's no doubt, because there was a lot of healing that needed to be done between my mom and I.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
And I would imagine, just based on what you shared before, that that was one of the big turning points for you. Going back and just kind of reclaiming and...
Yeah, that didn't happen until later. The biggest turning point for me was actually before I moved in with her. It was what happened that caused me to leave the engagement. It was a moment of desperation, really. I remember sitting on the floor of the living room in the house that I lived in with this man, praying to something that I didn't believe in, that I had no name for, just asking for some kind of catastrophic event to occur to give me the courage to leave, because I didn't have it. I had no idea how my life was going to move from the trajectory that it was on in that moment, because if I had stayed there, it would have been the quote-unquote death of me. My spirit would have died if I stayed there. And within 24 hours, something happened. Something pretty catastrophic happened that gave me the courage to get up and leave. And I packed as much as I could fit in my car and my cats, and I left. And that turning point, although I didn't know it in that moment, it was my inner wisdom that guided me to leave. It was a strength from within me that I had no idea was there, but that picked me up and pushed me out, that said, there's no way you can stay now. You have to move in order to survive. And as I did the growing and the learning about myself, once I moved in with my mom, I started to hear from that place inside of me more and more. And that was the connection to my inner wisdom that, you know, has been my connection to, it's really been my life support, to spirit, to God.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you describe inner wisdom?
So if you would imagine your spirit before you began this journey called life, that you sat around on the other side, you know, hanging out with God and all your spirit guides, and you created a blueprint. And this blueprint contained all your experiences and your challenges and your struggles, as well as all the answers and the solutions to all of these challenges and struggles. And you put it all in this blueprint, including the lessons that you wanted to learn during this lifetime. And you tucked that somewhere deep inside of your soul, in a very sacred place that only you have access to. That's your inner wisdom.
Hmm. So how can women focus in to connect with their inner wisdom? What tips do you have around that?
It's really simple. So you have to be open to something contrary than what our society says, because our society tells us that we must work hard in order to see, you know, these grand results. These three simple steps have been a life changer for me. And to connect with your inner wisdom, you need to stop or pause, push the pause button, so slow yourself down, get really, really quiet, and then do what I call conversational journaling. And that's where you write a script on paper, in your journal, wherever, where you have a conversation with that part of yourself that you trust. So whether it's your inner wisdom, you call it your inner wisdom, or it's God for you, or it's the universe, and you write your name and what you want to say, like, you know, hi, inner wisdom, it's me, Amy, can we talk? Mm. And then you write inner wisdom, dot, dot, just like a script, and your inner wisdom responds, and it says, of course I have time. What do you want to talk about? And then I ask a question, whatever question is top of mind. You know, I'm looking to connect with you more. What do you suggest? Well, I think this is a great start. Let's spend more time together. And you listen. Oh, and before you do all this, sit down and just have a really quick talk with judgment. And ask judgment to sit outside while you do this conversational journaling. Tell it it can come back a little bit later when you're done. But for this exercise, you're going to ask judgment to sit outside somewhere. It's not welcome during this exercise. So that when you get the answers that pop into your mind, into your heart, that you just go with them, that you don't judge them like, oh, that's silly, you know what, that won't work. You just allow that to be somewhere else and go with whatever comes to you as you're asking questions of this very special place inside of yourself.
And I absolutely love that, asking judgment to step away.
Yeah.
Step away from the conversation.
Just go outside for a little bit.
Yeah, go chillax. Go hang out under the tree while I have a conversation with my inner wisdom.
Yeah,
I love that, and it's so important because so often we have the doubts and the niggly-wigglies that come in when we're trying to have these connections, and all we need to do is just ask them to, you know, we just need to press pause, basically, on them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have the purpose.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave folks with that thought. I know that later on you're going to be announcing a very special gift that you have for folks that are listening today, which is really fantastic. And just before we go to commercial break, I want to give folks your website so they can check it out while we're chatting and during the commercial break. So if you want to connect in with Amy, go to www.coregrowthanddevelopment.com. That's coregrowthanddevelopment.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Amy Yonick.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232 and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and staying with us today. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today's special guest is Amy Yonick. Before the break, Amy was giving us amazing tips about how to connect in with our inner wisdom. And I'm wondering, Amy, what are the mistakes that people might make when they're connecting in with their inner wisdom?
The first thing would be to listen to judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when that judgment comes in telling you that the answers that you're getting are silly or that'll never work, and you listen to that,
mm-hmm.
It'll, you know, prove itself right. It will never work.
Yeah.
So I'd say not trusting your inner wisdom is a big mistake. Really, when you're going through this, when you're creating this relationship with yourself, it's very intimate. And it's also important to have a lot of support so that you create, ask for people and opportunities to come your way that will help to support this relationship. So maybe you can look at the people in your life and see who you can cherry pick to help be supportive on this journey. And you can have a real conversation with them and let them know, here's what's important to me and here's how you can support me. And then also to look for groups. You know, I'm in a mastermind group. I think you are too, aren't you, Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah, mastermind groups are wonderful because, you know, you're supported by like-minded people who are working towards similar goals and they get what you're doing. You don't have to explain your language to them. You don't have to tell why you're doing certain things. They just understand and you have that support so that when you have your challenges and you need to be reminded of your big why, that you have those people in your life that can do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking that you have to do it all alone is another big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is looking outside of yourself for those important answers. You know, it's one thing to ask for support outside yourself, but when it comes down to making those important decisions for your life, for your business, for your relationships, that you take the time to slow down enough to seek those answers from within.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look outside of yourself, that's oftentimes when you get directed in the wrong direction, because where you're going isn't always in best support of your needs. And you're really the only one who knows fully what those are.
Mm-hmm. It's so true, and we're so conditioned to go outside of ourselves for answers, that the doctor knows best, the teacher knows best, the, you know, dentist knows best, all of these people that we grow up giving our power to. So it's not surprising that we're conditioned to just, you know, always look outside of ourselves to someone else to get the answers about what, you know, serves us and what we most need. There's really a lot of repatterning that takes place to go back into that inner wisdom,
mm-hmm.
as you would say, right, to reconnect with, hey, I'm actually the expert on me and I know what's best for me.
Yeah. And when you accept this whole blueprint process that I explained, when you accept that that's how it works, you know, whether you believe it or not, that's how it works, but when you accept that, it completely removes that whole victim mentality from your way of being. So you can't, you don't turn to the victim of circumstance anymore. You actually can take a powerful role in whatever it is that you've created for this experience, so even if it's a challenge, you can say, okay, for some reason my spirit chose for me to have this experience. What am I meant to learn here? And then you go inside and you ask those questions. What am I needing to see? What's the growth opportunity here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's the silver lining? Because there always is, and I'm sure, I mean, I notice that when I coach with folks, and I'm sure you notice that as well, that there's always some beautiful rainbow on the other side of the fear or the resistance or whatever may be going on. It's just a matter of shifting perspective.
Yeah, and it's a matter of getting through the storm.
Yeah.
You know, your willingness to ride out that storm.
Yeah.
To be able to enjoy the beauty of the rainbow afterwards.
Absolutely. So what you're coaching with women, what are you seeing going on with women right now?
An absence of this connection.
Mm.
You know, really, and it's hard for a woman to describe what it is. It's just that something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of numbness. You know, turning to different things to numb the fact that there's this disconnection. So turning to food or turning to bad relationships or turning to just overall bad behavior in order to take that their focus on something else other than that empty space that they're feeling inside of themselves. And that's why it's so important and so difficult to slow down and get quiet. Because we're moving. We're always running to the next thing. And as long as we stay busy, we don't have to stop and be with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we're missing that connection with ourselves, it's like being in this empty void. So we keep moving. And the relationship that you're lacking is the one that you have with yourself. And really that the only way to get it back, because it is a getting back, you've always had it, is to stop and spend that time with yourself. And, you know, sometimes that can be the hardest thing is to, you know, put the brakes on and slow down long enough to say, okay, what is here? Who am I? And that's where the relationship
starts. Let's take a look at the food issue for a moment, because I know that's a big thing for a lot of women, body image, emotional eating, relationship with food and relationship with body and focus on weight loss and all of that kind of stuff. And I have no doubt that there's at least some women that are listening today that would really benefit from hearing that. So you mentioned earlier that, you know, when we're disconnected, we might try to numb ourselves with food. So what is advice that you could give to someone in that situation right now to help them shift their perspective on that pattern?
It goes back to the conversational journaling.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would recommend is that you ask yourself, who is it that I need to have this conversation with? Do I need to have this conversation with the energy of food and what that represents for me? Do I need to have the conversation with that part of me that is turning to food? Because those are two different energies.
Mm-hmm.
So before, it's almost like a pre-conversation. So first talking to your inner wisdom and saying, okay, I see this pattern. I continuously turn to food when I'm feeling anxious or afraid or lonely, whatever it might be. What would serve me best? Who can I talk to? What part of me is going to help give me the information that I need to enlighten me in this area?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's the listening. You know, go have a conversation with food. Okay, food, why are you here? What is it that I'm getting from you that I'm lacking in some other part of my life?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of being. And it's very necessary if you're going to get to know yourself. It's like
I really
this
like
wholehearted
that
way
with food.
Of looking. I'm sorry?
I really like that conversation with food that you just mentioned.
it's a different way of looking at building connection, because everything is about energy. And food has an energy of its own. And there's a reason why your relationship with food is the way it is. There's something about that energy that is, it might be soothing for you, or it might be stifling for you. You know, it all depends on how it shows up in your life. The same thing with money,
mm-hmm.
your body, everything. And it's that relationship with yourself that's the foundation for each one of these other pieces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we can discover, it sounds like what you're saying, we can discover more about ourselves by taking a look at these relationships to then uncover what our relationship with ourselves really is.
Yeah.
And how to shift that.
There's so much. I find we are so cool, just doesn't, you know, it's a very, you know, layman term, but it's so cool how much we have to learn about ourselves. I had a client, a young woman, she was in her mid-20s, and most of the women that I work with are older. You know, they've been through many, many life experiences and are at that wise stage in their lives where they're ready to open up to this. This woman was ahead of her time. And after she decided that she wanted to do my mentorship program, I said, so, you know, what are you excited about? She said, I'm most excited to hear what I have to say. And I thought, that is just so funny, the way it came out. I'm excited to hear what I have to say. So I pictured myself going to a seminar and being excited about what the speaker would say. But here she was, so intrigued, so curious about what was going to come out of her mouth about herself. I thought
Amazing.
That was fascinating. And
that
we
is,
are the,
that's really exciting. And by
Isn't
the way,
cool?
kudos
like,
to her,
oh,
because that's
learn?
A huge sign of personal responsibility, which
yeah.
is just such a critical ingredient for this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Amy, I know you're going to share with people how they can get in touch with you more and also share your very special offer. So be sure to join us after the break. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And she...
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and we've been chatting for this hour with our special guest, Amy Yonick. You can learn more about her at coregrowthanddevelopment.com. And before the break, we were chatting about how to really connect in and have a conversation with the aspects of ourselves that are ready to change, when we're really ready to explore how to connect in with our inner wisdom to, you know, move beyond certain things that are going on, things that we're ready to shift. And Amy, you mentioned that you do have a coaching program. So I'm just kind of curious, if people wanted to get in touch with you or wanted to learn how to work with you, how would that happen?
The first step would be for us to have an inner wisdom of success strategy session. I want to talk with you privately and really discern, you know, where you are in your process, how ready you are to make the commitment to dive in and do the work that's necessary, and, you know, just to see if we're a match and to give you the perfect next step in your process, whether it is to be working with me or if it's not, but to give you some next step that's going to take you closer to what's right for you as you're working your way through your journey. And that would be the best way for us to see if a relationship together is what's right.
And I understand that you are actually giving away those strategy sessions to our listeners.
Yes, I would like to invite, if you're feeling, and this is a great opportunity for you to try out this relationship with your inner wisdom, if there's something that you're feeling on an inner level right now that's saying, boy, this information is really resonating for me, I want to learn more about it. If you're hearing that, take the action. Send me an email. My email is Amy at Core Growth and Development, and my first name is spelled A-I-M-E-E. So that's A-I-M-E-E at coregrowthanddevelopment.com. And in the subject line, just write strategy session. And so trust your inner wisdom on this. Go with what feels good. And if it feels good for you to take this action, then get in touch with me and we'll set up a time for a strategy session. If it doesn't, then don't do it. You want to take this opportunity to really trust your inner wisdom and believe that the information, the feelings that you're getting is right for you. So to move ahead with that, either way would be my invitation.
I love how you used your inner wisdom there to give them their first assignment before they've even connected with you.
Yeah.
That's the sign of a certified coach. Here's my coach's request.
It's always, and you know what, with I make it very clear with my clients, I am not a consultant. I'll take off my hat and say, okay, would it be okay for me to tell you what I think? And then I'm always going to say, now check in with yourself, because I am not the expert in your life. I've got a whole bunch of great tools that are going to help you to build and strengthen your relationship with yourself so that you have this intimate connection with your inner wisdom. But I can't tell you what's the right next step for you. Only you can discern what that is. And that's really important to understand through the process of my coaching program, is that I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach you how to learn how to listen to yourself, but I will not tell you what to do. So if that's what you're looking for, this is not the program for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to figure it out on your own or feel it out on your own, because that's a lot of the work, is learning how to feel from within, mm-hmm. then come on over. Let's play.
What's that saying about the fish and the teaching?
Yeah. Teach a woman. Teach a woman to fish and you feed them for life. Something
that's
like
right.
that.
And that's what it sounds like you're doing.
Yeah.
So in other words, folks, if you're looking for a magic bullet, Amy's not your gal.
I am not it.
If you're looking to really make lasting change and learn how to continue successfully connecting in with your inner wisdom each and every moment so that you don't need to continue to rely on other people to teach you that and you can always have your own answers, then she very well may be your gal.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Okay. And, you know, it's fun to find out. You know, sometimes people say, wow, this, you know, this really resonates, and we get together and we have a conversation and we find that we're not a match, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, trusting that feeling from within that's nudging you in that direction, that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have another opportunity to check in again and
mm-hmm.
say, well, you know what, maybe it sounded good, but not right now. Or right now is exactly the right time. But all these, there's always opportunities and people who come into your life that give you a chance to check in with your inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the introduction to your show today, Jennifer, because it says you were divinely guided to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that divine guidance, there's a team. This is how I see it. There's a team guiding you divinely. And your inner wisdom is on that team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I always say to people, you know, if something's guided you here, if something's guided you to this show today, or it's guided you to my website or Amy's website or wherever that may be, something in you, whether it's conscious or not, wants to be activated.
Yeah.
We just, you know, we're not crossing paths. We're not here to just take up space. Just as we're not just kind of hanging out for the sake of hanging out, there's always a larger kind of intricate web of activities that are taking place to guide us to where we need to be. And sometimes it's for a moment in time, and sometimes it's, you know, for longer. But know that the very fact that you're on this show today says something, and then you get to go into your inner wisdom, as Amy would say, and check in and see why that is. What is it that you needed to hear from the show? Why is it that you're needing to, you know, be made aware of Amy and the work that she's doing? So, Amy, if you could just give us one, you know, golden nugget before we start to wrap up the show for today about how women can get themselves out of their own way so that they can connect in with their inner wisdom, what would you suggest?
Be willing.
Mm.
Be
short and
be
sweet,
willing.
A woman after my own heart.
Huh? I didn't hear you.
I said short and sweet, a woman after my own heart.
Yeah, just be willing. On this journey for me, if I had not been willing, I wouldn't have made all the progress that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, be willing to, you fill in the blanks. But just mm-hmm. be willing, be open.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the movie with Jim Carrey called Yes Man?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
I love the whole concept of that. It takes it to one extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some truth and wisdom in saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needs to be in alignment with what you're doing and where you're going, but if it feels good, that's probably a green light.
Mm-hmm.
Say yes, be willing, be open.
Mm. And with those wise words, Amy's going to leave you with that today, and I'll second that. You know, what can you say yes to today? Amy, it's been such a joy to have you on the show. I just so love your energy and your wisdom, and appreciate the generous gift that you've offered to listeners today to connect in. Again, your website is www.coregrowthanddevelopment.com.
And we're going to be wrapping up today's show, but I'm so grateful that all of you have tuned in today to hear what's going on at Soul Purpose Central. You can stay in touch, keep in touch with the show, transformationtalkradio.com, to see who's coming up next. In the meantime, I wish you a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and I look forward to checking in with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com. Dot C-A.